I'm Dennis Owsley. Welcome to the third hour of Jazz Unlimited and our look at the career of Bob Brookmeyer. We're going to start with the most imaginative arrangement of the St. Louis Blues that I know of, a Brookmeyer arrangement for the Thad Jones Mel Lewis Jazz Orchestra. And Garnet Brown's on trombone, Jerome Richardson on alto, Thad Jones flugelhorn, and Sir Roland Hanna piano. And it's 1968.
Thank you.
This is Jazz Unlimited's show on the career of Bob Brookmeyer. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for joining me tonight. We heard Bob's very imaginative arrangement of the St. Louis Blues, done by the Thad Jones Mel Lewis Orchestra in 1968. Garnet Brown was heard on trombone, Jerome Richardson on alto, Thad Jones on flugelhorn, and Sir Roland Hanna on piano. We've got two from the Bob Brookmeyer New Art Orchestra in the 2000s, and now we're going to have some more things from the 50s, because there's really nothing that Brookmeyer did between 1968 and 1978, because he went to Los Angeles soon after this Thad Jones Mel Lewis recording was done, and he was a terrible alcoholic. He finally got himself back together in 1978, and one of the people that helped was Stan Getz, interestingly enough, who's not a poster boy for clean living and jazz. We're going to hear a composition of Brookmeyer's. The tune is Rolling Stone, featuring Al Cohn, Bill Perkins, and Richie Kamuka on tenors, Hank Jones piano, Barry Galbraith guitar, John Beale bass, Chuck Flores drums, in 1955. This is Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley, and this is the career of Bob Brookmeyer. We heard Rolling Stone, played by Al Cohn, Bill Perkins, and Richie Kamuka on tenors, Hank Jones piano, Barry Galbraith guitar, John Beale bass, and Chuck Flores on drums. That's a Bob Brookmeyer composition and arrangement in 1955. We've got the two examples of the Brookmeyer New Art Orchestra coming up later in this hour, so please stay tuned. And now we have a station break, and we're going to hear a thing from the Basie Kansas City heritage, Topsy. And this is the Jimmy Giuffre III, and an interesting instrumentation. Bob Brookmeyer on valve trombone, Jimmy Giuffre on clarinet, and Jim Hall on guitar, and it's a 1958 recording. Coming your way right here on Jazz Unlimited.
Thank you.
You're listening to Jazz Unlimited, and I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for joining me tonight on our show on the career of valve trombonist, pianist, composer, and arranger, Bob Brookmeyer. We heard Topsy, which is a tune that goes back into the 30s out of the Midwest, Kansas City area, I believe. And it was done by the Jimmy Giuffre Three, with Brookmeyer on valve trombone, Jimmy Giuffre on clarinet, and Jim Hall on guitar, and it was recorded in 1958. One of the things that we said was that Bob Brookmeyer from 1968 to 78 was really in the grip of alcoholism. He was a studio musician in L.A., didn't write or arrange a thing, and he got himself back together by 1980, went on the road with Stan Getz, and put out a recording about every year or two, and taught in a lot of places all over the world. One of his students was Maria Schneider, and we're going to hear now Waltzing with Zoe with the New Art Orchestra. It's Dutch musicians in 2001. Brookmeyer's on valve trombone, composing and arranging.
Thank you.
I'm Dennis Owsley, and you're listening to Jazz Unlimited and our show on the career of Bob Brookmeyer. We heard Waltzing with Zoe from Bob Brookmeyer's New Art Orchestra, and it's Dutch musicians. It was recorded in 2001, and the label is Radio Netherlands, actually. And Brookmeyer, in the late 90s, early 2000s, founded a jazz school in Holland. And these are apparently people who were working with him for his New Art Orchestra. He was making other recordings, but the big band was this orchestra. We have a station break now, and we're going to hear one more from the New Art Orchestra. This one is from a challenge recording called Get Well Soon. It was recorded in 2004, and the tune is called Monster Rally. And he made one more big band recording in 2006. I'm Dennis Owsley, and that concludes Jazz Unlimited's show on the career of valve trombonist, pianist, composer, arranger, Bob Brookmeyer. The tune was Monster Rally, and it was his New Art Orchestra recorded in 2004. I didn't give the soloists on either of these because they're Dutch musicians whom I have never heard of. So I don't think most of you have heard of them either. So we've got a show on Carnegie Hall concerts coming up next week on Jazz Unlimited. And of course, if you're a musician, you know how to get to Carnegie Hall. You practice. So we'll see you next Sunday night from 9 to midnight. Have a good week. Be safe, and we'll see you then.